Chapter 18. The End of Magwitch's Story. It was a cold, bright morning when we set out cheerfully down the river. I steered the boat. Herbert and Startop rowed. At Clara's house, Magwitch was waiting for us, wrapped in a dark cloak.
"Dear boy,"
he said, putting his hand on my shoulder as he sat down heavily in the boat.
"Thank you."
We rowed eastwards down the river all day, looking round all the time to check that no one was following us. Magwitch seemed quite happy, smoking his pipe and watching the water.
"You don't know what a pleasure it is to me, Pip," he said once, "to be with my dear boy in the open air."
"You'll be completely safe and free tomorrow," I said.
"I hope so, dear boy. But looking into the future, well, that's like looking for the bottom of the river, isn't it? Can't be done."
He remained silent after that. We decided to spend the night at a little riverside pub. It seemed safe, because there were no other guests. But the pub owner asked us a question which worried us. "Did you see that boat go past, gentlemen? Rowed by four men, with two others on board? It's been up and down the river several times. Could be a customs boat."